Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walker, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Del Greco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Posada reaches second base with a double. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Charles. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pizarro, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cimoli for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Charles steals second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Posada hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Farley pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Cunningham scores. Smith moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Bauman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Greco moves to third. Lump moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Del Greco scores. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seaburn. The slide. Carrion applies the tag. Seaburn is out. Cimoli moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Posada is walked intentionally. Gordy Windhorn pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Carrion reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Frank Bauman. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Carrion moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrion tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 4 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Turk Laun. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Diego Segui now pitching. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Nelly Fox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Segui. Hershberger scores. Carrion moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.